as smooth as a pearl. Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves. From the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Well, held on all day long, the time drags by. But when I'm with my baby, well, you ought to see it fly. We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby. Wanna spend more time with you. With you. Well, to show you what I mean, we were late from the dance and we hadn't no time for a little romance. We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby. Wanna spend more time with you. With you. Well, one night I was dreaming I was in her arms when I suddenly awoke by the loud, loud alarm. We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby. Wanna spend more time with you. With you. We were having a ball with the cats downtown, but the hands on the clock just soon to frown. We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby. Wanna spend more time with you, with you. Well, when I took her home, her dad met me. My son, you know that it's away past three. We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby. Wanna spend more time with you. Spend more time with you. Spend more time with you.
I was sitting beside the road in Blackjack County, not knowing that the sheriff paid a bounty for men like me who didn't have a penny to their names. So he locked my leg to 35 pounds of Blackjack County chain. And all we had to eat was bread and water. And each day we had to build that road a mile and a quarter. And a black snake whip would cut our backs when some poor fool complained. But we couldn't fight back wearing 35 pounds of Blackjack County chain. Then one night while the sheriff was a-sleeping, we all gathered round him, slowly creeping. And heaven helped me to forget that night in the cold, cold rain, when we beat him to death with the 35 pounds of Blackjack County chain. Now the whip marks have all healed, and I am thankful that there's nothing but a scar around my ankle. tickle. But most of all, I'm glad no man will be a slave again to a black snake whip and 35 pounds of blackjack county chains. Blackjack county chains. Blackjack county chains.
Hey there, folks. You are listening to the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program here on WFMU 91.1 FM and WFMU.org. And it's our marathon, so we're going to hear some cool music. We're going to hear some stuff from my premium this year, which is about vehicles. And I've got a special guest I'm going to introduce in just a second. But for right now, this goes out to all you Tonkies listening right now. You're listening to WFMU.
Look at the pretty little honky-tonkers with their lovely little innocent faces. See the swinging little honky-tonkers makes you wonder what they're doing in these places. But don't you let them be. Game they learn to play ain't got no room. Each little honky-tonker had a man for her teacher who made her pay her honky-tonking dues. But I'm in love with him honky-tonkers. Common cat like me, I keep chasing them honky-tonkers, honky-tonkers, and they're making a honky-tonker out of me.
That's for all you Tonkies. You're listening to WFMU and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program, and I'm here with a very, very special guest, your friend and mine, Mr. Dave the Spaz. Hello there.
Hello, Becky, to the sound of a skipping record. That's my intro music, in case you didn't yeah. know. Hello, Honky Tonkies.
I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew exactly where they were. You know, I'll probably cue something up at 33 in a minute. It's this what is, it makes WFMU what it is.
It makes FMU FMU, and you make FMU FMU, Becky. As a matter of fact, this country music show, 9 years you've been doing this.
That is true. I've been doing the show in total 20 years, which I believe makes me the longest running country music program in the tri-state area with the same host.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You don't look it.
Yeah, well,
I got whiskey older than you.
Well, I do want to say I appreciate all of the people that have been listening, some for 20 years, actually. I heard from somebody yesterday who was excited about pledging to WFMU to support the show. And to all of you who are tuning in for the first time today, wondering what the heck is going on.
What the heck is going on? Oh, boy, it's that time of year is what it is.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. It sure is. It's one of my favorite times of year. You know, we're always a little bit, you know, nervous that we're going to make it, but we're sure you guys are going to help us pull it through because we rely on you guys to keep the station alive.
And we rely on you to go to the phone right now, 800-989-9368, or go to your computer, WFMU.org. And you can do that anytime while we're yakking on mic or spinning records or any. Don't feel free. Make yourself at home.
Amazing. And yeah, and for those of you who do pledge, there's lots of great swag that you can get, which we can talk about. Dave, should we thank a few people and then we can talk about one of the things that you can get, which is my premium for this year?
Sure, let's do that. Dan from Albany says, thank you, Becky, for making this headbanger a country music fan.
Oh.
How many times does that happen?
Well, you know, it used to be, this is a pretty old school thing, but it used to be that people liked all kinds of music except, and it was metal, hip hop, or country. Uh-huh. I love bringing everybody back together now.
You bring them all together. Robbie from Maplewood says, hey, I know you. And Robbie, you're getting Becky's premium.
Hey, thanks, Robbie.
Car trouble.
Indeed.
Oh, boy. Big cars, little cars. You don't want to know how many wheels are on those rigs. Matthew from Asbury Park. Thanks a lot, a web pledge.
Thank you, Matthew.
Elizabeth from Metuchen.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Gareth from the United Kingdom. I'm going to leave out those 10 other places that he lives there. Alexander from Brooklyn. Michael from Royersford, Pennsylvania. Clay from South Pasadena, California. Barney from East Setauket, New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's thanks, everybody.
There's a whole stack here. You know, we could just go on and on. But, you know, we want to urge you to get to the telephone because the phone is where it's at.
It's
you know,
true.
We've got humans here. It's a lot of fun. 800-989-9368. Give us a phone call, WFMU.org. Show your appreciation for Becky, who comes in here. And how much they pay you to come in here?
That'll be a big old zero.
Zero, huh?
It's worth every dollar, though, I got to say. I mean, yes, that's true. Pretty much all of us DJs, we come in and we do our chore. What's your chore?
Oh, I drag the recycling and garbage to the street on Thursday afternoons.
I clean the floor.
Yes.
So, you know, we're humble. We're humble people.
I know that Rex cleans the second floor bath. He mops the second floor bathroom. That is Rex's chore. So if anyone wants to, sit on the floor in there after Rex's shift, it is clean.
Absolutely. You know, eat donuts off the floor. It's, you know, we all do our part and you can do your part by pledging to WFMU.org or 1-800-989-9368. So my premium this year, it is themed around vehicles and it's called Car Trouble. And that's not just cars, it's also trucks and things like that. All things that are on the road, I'll say that. Which is a funny thing to pick as my premium because I think the last time I drove a car was probably about 9 years ago. So, you know, maybe it's reflective of my feelings about them. But I'll play one from that. Maybe I'll play two from that. And I'm going to start with a classic by Doy O'Dell. You're listening to WFMU. Pledge to WFMU.
800-989-9368.
Driving a truck on a mountain road. Got a hot rod rig and I'm flying low. My eyes are filled with diesel smoke. These hairpin curves ain't no joke. Diesel smoke. Dangerous curve. Out last night drinking beer with the guys. Got an aching head and bloodshot eyes. Ended up with a pretty little dame. I didn't even know her name. Diesel smoke. And dangerous curve. I got a gal at the bottom of the grade. She's got the coffee already made. Gotta keep my eyes upon the road. I'm going downhill with a heavy load. Diesel smoke and dangerous curve. Deliver this hotshot freight. I gotta get going, I'm running late. This mountain grade is mighty steep. Can't stay awake, ain't I had no sleep. Diesel smoke and dangerous curve. I must have closed my eyes a while. Here I am running wild. I burn my brakes and strip my gears. I'm gonna have to ride her down, I fear. Diesel smoke and dangerous curve. I should have left the women alone. It's too late now cause I think I'm gone. Got myself in this fix. All because I tried to mix diesel smoke with dangerous curve.
Like It's a white convertible I raced down the street with my pride that I heard of. Oh, my white convertible, my white convertible. Every girl I see wants to ride with me in my white convertible. I got a date for a race on a highway. I beat that cat on Highway 101, and every time he sees me, boy, you ought to see him run from my white convertible, from my white convertible. Every cool cat takes off his hat to my white convertible.
Some car trouble right there. You're listening to WFMU, and I'm here with Dave the Spaz.
I love sound effects, especially car sound effects. Tires squealing. And
there's a lot of great sound effects on these records. You know, they had to just let you know you're in a car, you're in a truck, you're about to drive off the road. You couldn't imagine it otherwise.
And can you imagine listening to it in your car or truck? You know, and you're like, well, oh my God, somebody's up. I'm alone on this road.
Actually, you know, this is a good question that you may know the answer to. For all of those sound effects, how did they do that? How did they put the sound of the car on the
sound
record, especially
effects,
like
a record like that? Somebody
like...
running alongside the truck with a microphone?
Yeah.
What I do know is that Nervous, Transfusion, the sound effect, the car wreck, is the same sound effect that's in the Shangri-Las, Leader of the Pack. They're identical.
So it's there's the same. A Wilhelm scream of car sound effects.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
I mean,
my
they
gosh.
They would literally go to an LP, you know,
right.
The sound effects LPs, you know.
Right.
I used to buy the cassettes as a kid. I'd sit around. I'd wait for the boing. My favorite was a boing, 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 boing.
Oh, boy. See, now in a couple years when, you know, this is a few premiums behind, maybe I'll try to do one that just has all of the Wilhelm scream car sound.
Just that.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Just,
yeah.
Just strip all the music and everything out of it.
Yeah.
Just the car sounds.
No, what? Indeed. You can get this premium that has actual songs on it if you pledge $75 or more to WFMU.
When do you think was the first trucker song? Is that like a post-war
Ooh.
Thing?
I have one that with me that I'll play later that's probably pretty early. I think it's like a hillbilly record mm-hmm. that could be an early one. I don't know. It's a good question.
Anybody know? Get on the comments board. Let us know.
I guess it was probably whenever they made a truck that could like actually haul things. It wasn't just a pickup truck, right?
Right. That could haul a whole bunch of goods.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of this great film noir, this early 50s thing with Jack Oakey and Richard Conte. What's the name of that one? But it's great. It's all about truckers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a good trucking one.
Nice. Yeah. We have been given to communicate with each other because we're behind some glass and we can't hear each other except through headphones right now. We have been given walkie-talkies to talk into, which we might have to try.
And I told you I'm going to be running into your studio holding the walkie-talkie.
Yes.
Becky, what do you think? Do you think we should get it? Things are a little slow in the phone room. Hey, they are a little slow in the phone room. 800-989-9368.
Indeed.
I don't know how to use this, but I can't wait to learn. By a couple weeks from now.
Well, some ghost, a lady ghost, was talking through the walkie-talkie while Five Ash was on the mic before. So I don't know. And it wasn't you, and it wasn't Mr. Finewine. So some... Like
it was Phantom,
trucker ghost
307
lady.
And
oh
a half.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, she ran off the road and now she's talking to us. But maybe she just is really, she doesn't have a phone. She's trying to donate to WFMU. That must be what she was trying to do.
What about poor Red Simpson? Didn't he, or is it Red Sovine, that he met his end in a crash? Listening to his own 8-track, probably.
They both really like Red Sovine. Trucker songs. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Teddy Bear.
Yeah.
The halcyon years.
Yeah. Well, he might dial in on the walkie-talkie if we're lucky.
We might. I'll hold it up to the microphone. You know, I'll go, cut the record. It goes to Red Sovine here.
Well, Dave, I'm about to sing the praises of... she hasn't become a patron saint yet, but somebody else who we play a lot on this show. But before I do that, why don't we thank some folks?
Okay, let's thank a couple people over here. Oh, our very own Handy Haversack, manning the phones, along with Tim and Jeremiah. And they're sitting around and waiting for the phones to ring at 800-989-9368. So help us make them phones ring. Blake from Walled Lake. Has a wall around it. How do you go swimming in that thing? Says Detroit loves you.
Oh, good.
The entire
town of Detroit. I love Detroit, too.
What do you love about Detroit?
What do I love about Detroit? I love so many things about Detroit. I think my favorite thing about Detroit is that one of my friends, who is a record seller, lives by the zoo. So you can have a really wonderful day where you go visit the zoo, and then you can go hang out at his house and look at records to buy.
And... preferably novelty records about zoo animals.
Exactly. You can make a whole theme day out of it.
Hey, Lee from Leonardo, New Jersey.
Hey, right. Lee.
Thanks a lot. Leonardo. Oh, very generous pledge.
Thank you.
Yep. And one of the best ways to take care of helping us stay on the air is to be a swag for lifer, where you just, you know, you have, say, $10 drawn out of your bank account or your credit card account once a month, fairly painless. And if you already are a swag for lifer, and I love this part, you can up your pledge by going to up yours at WFMU.org. Because that's how we roll around here.
Yeah.
Roll like a big wheel.
In the business world, we call it recurring revenue. And then around here, we say up yours.
Up yours. It's a web. It's an email address around here. And we have lots of great stuff that you automatically get. If you say, you know, $20, you get this really cool sticker, you know. $50, you must get something for $50. Oh, yeah, you get a T-shirt. This T-shirt's really nice by Nick Bertazzi.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I think he did some stuff for LCD years ago. He illustrated a Sue Braun comic strip. Really, I love that one. I'm looking forward to getting that. I guess I better check my mailbox. The next level for $75, you get all of that plus your Car Trouble CD.
Indeed.
Carefully crafted. By
yes.
Becky.
Yes.
All these. You have Wendell Austin on there. He has another song besides LSD. I had no idea. I thought that was like a one-sided record or something.
We'll have to play that one. We'll have to play that one. For right now, I'm going to play a record by Miss Dolly Parton, who we love, of course, around here. I actually, at work, gave a 10-minute presentation about Dolly Parton today because I just really wanted everyone to be inspired by her. And I learned that a person who I work with, he is from Canada, but he is over the age of 30 and he had to Google who she was.
Yeah. You know.
So,
it's all right. Everybody learns in their own time.
Yeah.
I came to country music late in life, but I love it.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
And that's why we're here, really, you know, to do that kind of stuff. So should I go? I can go ahead and play some Dolly.
Yeah, a little Dolly.
All right. Let's do it.
Hello, Dolly.
Thanks for listening. And you can pledge to WFMU by going to WFMU.org and 1-800-989-9368.
Control yourself, control yourself. If you want to make him care for you, oh, control yourself, control yourself. Oh, it's getting mighty hard to do. I let him tell me all those lies.
Tell me all those lies.
And then I look into his eyes.
Yeah.
Wolf in the Buick, heavy foot on the gas just to do it it could. The hood flew up and took off northbound, kept my foot on the brake until it came down. Along come a man with a flashing red light, asked me for my flight plans, I said, you all right. He stood there smiling as he made up the warning. It happened on Route 95 this morning. On an old Buick, if you think it's alright, check the nuts and bolts, make sure they're tight. You can't be sure that you carry flight plans, or you'd be stopped by the highway man. Check, everything is tight. This road run a Plymouth moving fast as it can. Nothing else to sweat except the highway man. Here comes a man with a flashing red light. I got a city feeling out of running tonight. This road run a Plymouth moving fast as it can. I'm being overtaken by the highway man. Do, 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 do. The cops got a road.
Hey, there was another record. Another record by Wendell Austin.
Before or after he dropped acid?
I'm going to say before.
Okay, yeah, because, they, you know. But this one, yeah, he's fairly cognizant. He can drive around. He can drive,
yeah.
Talk
about that. He can name
that.
The car that he's driving, you know. Without it being
without
different
any.
Crazy colors or, you know, flipping upside down.
Or forgetting which wife he's married to. 800-989-9368. Honky Tonk Radio Girl Becky is here every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Holy smoke, all this country music, and you love the country music, and you bring it to the airwaves. When did you first start liking country music?
So I grew up in Metuchen. So I am listening to WFMU, and I don't think I really came across country music except a little bit on WFMU for most of my childhood, really, at all. Nobody around me listened to it, so I just didn't hear it. I kind of knew that Garth Brooks existed because he sort of had to then, but that was about it. And then I started collecting records, and I was just like always fascinated by these people in these like really cool, crazy outfits that weren't like, you know, nudie suits and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what a nudie suit was yet. And I liked that they were singing about stuff that I could relate to, even though I was, you know, living in the suburbs, driving a Ford Taurus all the time. Like songs about trains and about, you know, people being crazy. And I always really liked it. And so I got myself a radio show to do country music every week, knowing almost nothing about it, and said, oh, well, I guess I have to learn now, right? And just started buying tons of country records and doing my show every week.
That's the best way to learn, the learning curve right on the radio.
I did
a similar thing.
Yeah.
Where I didn't know anything about it. And the very first, my gateway was Hank Williams with strings and backup singers, because that's all there was when
right.
I started doing radio. It was just this MGM double album set, and I threw it on a cassette and put it in the boombox in the Oldsmobile and drove around and listened to this Hank Williams. And I knew that it was like filled with crap, but there
yeah.
at that point in time, I didn't know any record stores in Bridgeport, Connecticut. So
right.
I'm driving on I-95. I'm listening to Hank over and over. And it was like, this guy, I don't know how, but he's sort of like telling my young story. I'm pretty young, but I feel like I lived everything that he's singing about.
Right, right.
I love it.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I have to say, all of the DJs on WFMU, we all have, like, our weird stories like that about why we got in it, and then this place keeps us in it.
Yeah, it keeps things real, and we try to keep things real for everybody, because we don't have playlists. We don't have to answer to anybody. We don't get notes after the show. You know, maybe a little too much Dolly Parton there. No, there's none of that. The only note I ever got was, I like the Chimps. That's the only note I ever got from Ken. But really, this is total freeform radio. It's non-commercial. There's no, you know, it's it's really the listeners that keep us on the air. They're the only ones that, you know, we want to make happy. We don't care about any corporate sponsorships or anything like that, you know, because we can do it without it. This is one of those rare places where this works, usually just in theory. Something like this works, and then it, on paper it's fine, and in real life it never works. This is working in real life. WFMU is testament that some things in life actually work the way they should.
Yes.
It's a good thing. 800-989-9368.
Yeah, because it works because of all of you that listen and donate and also just like create this really cool culture around it. I mean, I call them the Tonkies, which is some name that... Did Handy make it up? One of the commenters said Tonkies, and it stuck. And everybody calls themselves Tonkies. It listens to the show now. I mean, it's awesome. Maybe we've heard from some of them. Should we thank some?
Yeah, possibly. Okay, Carolyn from Brooklyn. I know Carolyn. She says, I love Becky and Dave, but also love Matt and Fine Wine and many more. My pledge will be on top of my pledge for life. Note that I'm going to pledge through my work.
The mechanics are not important.
We'll deal with the mechanics later. But by the way, if you are a Swag for Lifer and you like what you're hearing, you know, throw another, you know, $20 on the pile, whatever. Make your DJ feel good. Make her feel like she's here for you, that people are really digging what she's putting out on the airwaves. The Honky Tonk Radio girl, Becky. Want to thank Tom from Topanga, California.
Ooh, thank you.
My wife and I love your show. Please keep honky tonking. Cheers, Tom and Susan.
Thank you.
Okay. Christopher from Chatham. Nice pledge from Christopher from Chatham.
Thank you, Christopher.
Yeah. And
Christopher.
All you have to do is just call 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. What's the funniest car you ever drove?
I have only ever owned myself one car, but it was pretty funny. It was a 1992 Ford Escort hatchback. That when I got it when I was 16, it had 2,000 miles on it somehow. And I did not get it in 1992. I got it in 2000 or something like that. So
it had
just kind of sat there in somebody's driveway. And then we got it. And then I drove it to death. But that little car, I got to tell you, you know, being 16 years old, driving a Ford Escort hatchback with WFMU blasting out the windows, it was a good time.
Oh, that's freedom, baby. That's freedom. John from California, very generous pledge from John from California. Our favorite DJ playing our favorite music.
Oh, thank you, John. Yeah. Are you from Anaheim?
Oh, I can double check on that. Yes.
Hooray.
Anaheim.
Hey, guys. That's
Disneyland.
Almost definitely the dad of my cousin who played at the Ryman Auditorium last year and was the greatest thing that has ever happened.
Wow. You were at the Ryman.
Yeah, I watched him. I watched him play. He opened for Leanne Rimes.
Okay.
The age of 21 or something. It was beautiful. It was like a dream come true to be there. It was my first time I'd ever been there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep. We got another someone else to thank over here. Benjamin from Sylvania, Ohio. I have to admit, I primarily hear your show as a lead in to Therese, but we like everything we've heard in your story just now. It was really cool.
Oh, right. Thanks so much. Yeah. I have to say, too, I've always had really awesome radio neighbors over the years. I love following up Five Ashes show, and we swap and we share, do a 2-hour special show sometimes because it's freeform and we get to
do what
we want to.
Why not? You know, but the sincerity, the passion that you bring to it and the knowledge that you've accumulated over these years, along with the records you've accumulated over these years.
Yes, indeed.
I notice you pretty much play 45s.
Yes, I come in with my little red plaid box of 45s every week. I brought two LPs this time because they're on my premium. But yeah, that's the basis of the show. I keep it simple and try, you know, not to be too silly. But why don't we? So as I said, if you donate $75 to WFMU, you can get my premium compilation called Car Trouble, which is all about, you know, mishaps having to do with road vehicles. And here's one. It's from 1957, so it's probably not the first truck driver song, but it's an old one. It's by Austin Wood and his Missouri Swingsters. And please get in on it. WFMU.org, 1-800-989-9368. And Dave the Spaz and I will be back shortly to thank some more people.
to keep the wheels a rollin'. I got no time to lose. Yeah, keep the wheels a rollin'. Got no time to lose. I got the mean old worried truck driver blues. Well, I never did have nothing. I got nothing much to lose. No, I never did have nothing. Got nothing much to lose. I got the mean old worried truck driver. Ride, ride, ride on down to town. I got a honky-tonk gal a-waiting. I got to have my coffee now. Never did have nothing, got nothing much to lose. No, I never did have nothing, got nothing much to lose. I got the mean old worried truck driver blue. I'm gonna ride. I got a honky-tonk gal a-waitin'. I got to have my coffee now. I never did have nothing. I got nothing much to lose. No, I never did have nothing. Got nothing much to lose. I got them mean old weary.
Tall and that's all. Well, you got me working, boss man, working around the farm. Want a little drink of water, but you won't give me some, big boss man. Won't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You just tall and that's all. Tall and that's all. Big boss man, won't you hear me when I call? Yeah, big boss man, won't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You just tall and that's all. Just tall and it's all.
Can you do that lip flappy thing, Dave?
The flappy thing?
The Charlie Rich does in Big Boss Man?
I don't know about... like the Roy Orbison.
The horse.
Yeah, that kind of thing. The Charlie Rich thing. The patron saint.
Yes, the patron saint of the Honky Tonk Radio.
He wrote Breakup, right? Because I played Breakup the other night, and I was like, oh, this is a Charlie Rich number.
Yeah.
Talented guy.
Indeed.
What is the story with him setting that ballot on fire when he's announcing John Denver at the Country Music Awards?
That's right. And by the way, it's one of my sort of favorite things, and someone has decided to wipe it from the internet record. You can't find the video of it anymore. So people think I'm making it up. But indeed, first of all, he was wasted because he was always wasted.
Of course.
But he was in charge of I think, announcing...
Like Artist of the Year.
Yeah, Artist of the Year or something like that. And it was... and he went on a whole story about every person that he was announcing. I know he talked about how pretty Loretta Lynn was for like 5 minutes and ran through everybody. And John Denver, for whatever reason, he wasn't there. He was sitting in some black room on a, over satellite, 1976 satellite or whatever. And he won. But when Charlie Rich was announcing it, he just took out his lighter and set the card on fire to make some sort of statement. I suppose he was saying he wasn't really country, I think, is something like that.
That's the story. I've also heard that he was just joking around and him and John Denver were pals.
Yeah, I've heard it both ways. In his mind, it could have been both at the same time, to be
perfectly honest. Right, right. Charlie Rich can actually hold both of those thoughts inside that crazy head at the same time.
Hold multitudes of, alcohol.
Yes, in there too.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a reason he's the patron saint of the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. But, those of you who do listen every week and we have... these kind of traditions that we've started over the years. Again, that's all happened because of you guys and because, going to WFMU.org, there's people who are on the comments board every week that, I feel like they've become my family. People that, during COVID, when we were all stuck inside and kept broadcasting every week from our houses, for me, it was Studio D-, which was the front of my living room. People sent me records in the mail so that I would, play them on the air. So I got new records. It was just wonderful. And the listeners are really what keeps this place going.
It's a real community. And it's sort of a good community. It's not a Manson kind of thing. It's
really not usually.
They're good people. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
We did put Manson on a billboard, though, once.
We did do that on a highway, right? Well,
it's all coming together.
Yes, I remember it all now. The record fair is going to be November 1st and 2nd, and we're back at the Metropolitan Pavilion.
That's
in
so
Chelsea.
Exciting. Full
That's a fun
circle.
Place.
Yeah.
So, don't forget about that, All Saints Day. That's coming up this year. Can't wait for the record fair. And by the way, the archives, I don't know other station where you can find the archives going back over 20 years, and you can find them so easily.
Yeah.
I'll want to figure out a question. I'll be like, what? When did I do that show? Whatever. And I just search and I find it like within 10 seconds and I'm listening to it in 15 seconds.
Oh, absolutely. And like if I discover some new music and then you can search the whole archives and listen to stuff. And then I know who on the station also knows those people, so I can ask about it. It's really awesome.
It's easy to maneuver, and it's good for stupids like me that don't want to do a whole lot of work on the internet. You just want to get there and get out,
We've surpassed the Googles and the Bings of the world in our search engine capabilities, I feel.
Yeah, no, it all works really well. And it's all these things, it all costs money. It's all a lot of dough. And it's important to us to have these other streams, the Sheena stream and give the Drummer Radio stream and the Rock and Soul stream and the FMU in stereo and mono. You do have a choice, stereo and mono with the FMU stream, you purists out there. 800-989-9368. And we just come on the air just once a year and ask you for some dough for 2 weeks. Not complaining. It's a lot of fun. But it would be even more, much more fun if we could have a few more phone calls and some web pledges coming in at 800-989-9368. I have a few people we can thank.
Let's thank them.
Dave from Staten Island. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
From Staten Island. James from Boonton, New Jersey, Boonton. Enjoying the show. Boonton, in this lunch half hour. Peter from Brooklyn. I should be able to pronounce Brooklyn. Thank you, Becky. Ooh, yeah, people are, you know, and $75 gets you this premium that Becky put together. Car trouble mishaps.
Yes.
On 4 to 18 wheels. Would you drive an 18-wheeler if somebody just said, just all you got to do is just go down a stretch of highway here. You can sit in the seat and just take it. It's
funny,
yours.
Funny story. I have driven an 18-wheeler.
Oh.
I have driven it three blocks between outside of Grand Central Station and three blocks away from Grand Central Station in the middle of the night with the road blocked off. It's a long story. I obviously did not have a license to do so. So hopefully the statute of limitations is over on that one. I think it was in 2006. I was working for a job and somebody had to move the truck and the truck guy wasn't there. So I moved the 18-wheeler. It was absolutely terrifying, even though I just kept thinking of all of the stories that Rocky would tell on the Rockford Files about, like, you know, you can't make a turn too fast or the back end is going to, you know, jackknife you all the way. Yeah. I mean, And I just thought, what a stupid way to die, by overturning an 18-wheeler in front of Grand Central Station.
That's one way to go.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
you know, get in the news.
Indeed, indeed. But yes, these stories are far less eventful than that. Some of them are. This one, from my premium car trouble, if you pledge $75 or more, it's by Howard Fogg and the Lonesome Valley Boys. And
There's trouble already. He's a frog. How does he reach the wheel?
Fog, but that's
also a
problem.
Oh, that's a problem too on the road. That you know, it's just like the way the lights cut through there. That's all you see.
He's gonna drive right into that Lonesome Valley with his boys. We'll hear that one, and then we'll come back and thank some folks. You're listening to WFMU.
Restoration. Who owns this machine? He wrote me how to kick it longer than a witch's dream. There's lots of things in this world I don't understand. One of them is a doggone highway man. One of them is a doggone highway man.
That one came to a grinding halt. You're listening to WFMU, and I'm here with Dave the Spaz.
Hey.
That was a record from my Marathon Premium Car Trouble that you can receive if you pledge to WFMU $75 or more. You can get any of the DJ's premiums and lots of other swag. Dave, what's your premium this year?
My premium is Alpha Omega, the first and last recordings of your favorite music dispatched by artists.
Wow! I thought at first you were going to say everything was in Greek, but that...
It's Greek to me, lady. I have no idea the chimp put it together. I'm just selling this thing.
Wow, I am definitely going to, because I also donate to WFMU every year. I am going to pick that one up.
It's just wonderful hearing Louis Prima in 1935. And in 1978, wow, you know, it really...
difference, I'm sure.
Well, in many respects, no difference at all. Just the instruments are different. Just the synthesizers really come into play there. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org, where you can look at all the other DJs' premiums, and you could choose one of those, or if you pledge more than $75, you pledge enough to get a few premiums. You could do that also. Do that all at WFMU.org. And we're counting on you because, oh, I hate this counting on you thing. I'm sorry, my day job is starting to intrude on my life. I'm not counting on you for anything. I can't even count. I nearly didn't graduate high school because I can't count. Hey, want to thank Sean from Brooklyn.
Hey,
Sean. You know Sean. He said that Becky killed at the Johnny Cash show last Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much, Sean.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Sean Kershaw put on a great Johnny Cash show with lots of different artists doing their own interpretations. It wasn't like a cover band situation. It was fantastic.
Sounds cool. Edward from Denville, New Jersey. Thank you, Edward. Matt from Austin, Texas.
Hey.
Oh, we got a few more phones going off here. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org. We just have a few minutes left.
Indeed.
Maybe we have time. Oh, here's another card over here. Oh, from Mr. Finewine.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Finewine.
Statute of limitations remains in effect for 18-wheeler misadventures.
Oh, no. I'm busted.
Yep. Oh, well.
Oh, man. I'm going to go to trucker jail.
Yeah, stay out of those trucker jails. I totaled a car on the way to FMU. April 1st, 1988.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And I was taking Route 1-9, they call it, and I took funny left.
I
totaled two
cars.
I totaled my car and someone else's car.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Double whammy. Well, don't do that.
Yeah, I got to try to. I stay on the trains.
Yeah.
That's all I do these days. I keep it safe.
But if you decide to write a song about it, you could end up on my premium car trouble if I then also go back in time and put it back on it. But there are 20 songs by artists that... mostly are fairly obscure, but are all truly fantastic.
They are. And this is the only time when car trouble is a good thing, is when you have a good song about it. Other than that, you're just looking at your car going,
yes.
What's going on here?
Yes.
Turn over.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. So, yes, if you get in on it in the next 4 minutes, WFMU.org or 1-800-989-9368. Dave, you have anywhere to thank? I can play some music for a minute or two and come back.
Yeah, why don't you do music for a minute or two and we'll finish up these phone calls
Sweet.
That are going on here.
Get in on it, everybody. You're listening to WFMU. Hey, that's some Glenn doing Roy Orbison. We were talking about Roy Orbison before.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's
a good
one.
That was great. Instead of the backup singers, you have the instruments going womp, 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 womp.
That one was on my past premium that was all Northern Soul Country Records. Had that one on there.
That was pretty cool. Kate from Brooklyn, who you might know.
Thanks,
loved
Kate.
Your set at the Barry Electric last week. We listen every Wednesday, and even the rats like it.
Oh, love those rats.
Love them rats. Come on, one more phone call. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Just got 2 minutes left here on the Honky Tonk Radio Girl Show. Becky, thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you for being here and for what you do. Where can people hear your show?
Oh, you can tune in on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. That's usually a good time to tune in. Say like tomorrow, where my co-host will be the host of the, well, what... Hopefully it'll come back. Denny's Den. Dennis Dykin.
Hey!
Dykin's going to be here.
Oh, that's
gonna
so
be fun.
That's going to be
this
fun.
This guy's great.
Yeah,
so
yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that show.
Absolutely. I do love, too, about WFMU, besides the listeners, just the DJs and everybody that's been involved. There's just this, like, eternal network of people who are in the know about WFMU.
Yeah, it's a fun little club, you know, and there's that hat. You get that level, you know,
yeah.
you pledge enough to get the hat. It doesn't even say FMU on it. It just has a woof and a moo.
Yes. I also, one of the pieces of swag I'm most excited about is we have a footy scarf.
Olé! Oh, yeah.
Footy scarf. So all of the WFMU Honky Tonk Radio Girl listeners, especially the two folks that re-recorded my theme song in Spanish from Spain during COVID with new Spanish lyrics, I hope you guys are going to get the footy scarf.
The scarf's really nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah, Greg from Zone 5, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he designed that one.
Indeed.
Man, what can't he do?
Indeed.
This guy.
Well, Dave, I got
Therese
yanking me off the microphone here. My favorite radio neighbor, I shouldn't do that to
Five.
I'm sideways.
I'm telling
Five. Yeah.
Hello, Matt. Let me get him on the phone.
Yeah, but Therese gave me a dress last week. What's Five Ash ever given me? Just
Heartache.
Kidding. James, we've made lots of jokes about James Dolan over the years together. All right. Well, thank you so much for those of you who pledged. Keep on pledging. Keep on listening to WFMU. Thank you, Dave Thisbaz, for being here with me. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Keep pledging.
pledge at 800-989-9368 or at WFMU.org so we can buy new CD players that don't skip. I mean, really, do you want to hear this? Nothing's going on but the rent here at WFMU. 800-989-9368. Pledge to support
the
freeform station of the nation.
Coming from DJ Dean's music collection.